We've got Markella Panagiouris on the line. Can you hear us, Markella?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Good morning. So let me just introduce you to listeners, Markella. Markella is an organiser, artist and Socialist Alliance activist speaking to us from Ghana land. And Markella, you recently wrote an article in Green Left called Scrap AUKUS and Complicity in Genocide. And so, yeah, we wanted to have an interview with you based on what you've written. And in your article, you talk about AUKUS not being just a military agreement, but part of a broader US imperial strategy. So how do we explain AUKUS as an expression of imperialism, and what does a genuinely anti-imperialist and just foreign policy look like?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show. Yes, so if we understand imperialism going right back to the 19th century, as Lenin understood it as capitalist countries grabbing land and booty from countries that they have invaded and dispossessed, and also with the growth of monopoly capitalism and finance capitalism. We see that today in its iteration, the US being the leading imperial power at the moment, and Australia as a middle-sized imperial power. So AUKUS we can understand as being part of this strategy by imperialist powers in alliance to each other, the US, Australia and the UK, to actually control and contain people they don't like in the Pacific region, and primarily China. So AUKUS is part of that containment strategy.
Now, the Australian government presents AUKUS as essential for national security, quote-unquote. Australia just spent $1 billion on this defence alliance with Fiji. What is AUKUS really about when we describe Australia as a mid-sized imperialist power in the Pacific?
Well, it's definitely not about, quote-unquote, defence. It's actually about aggression, and, you know, it's... You mentioned the $1 billion agreement with Fiji, and there was another agreement a few days ago, Vanuatu. And interestingly, that the alliance with Fiji is called the Ocean of Peace. And, you know, it's not about peace at all. It's about aggression and aggression towards China. And not just about that, but about Australia as a mid-sized power doing what it's always done in Fiji, which is asserting itself as dominant. The dominant power in the region in alliance with the US and the UK. So, yeah, it's not about defence. That's a lie. It's about aggression. We don't have a threat, really, a proper threat to Australia from any power. So all this kind of fear-mongering about China is just a furphy, and it's a way of trying to make the Australian public agree to this policy of aggression.
Markella, Labor often presents itself as the party of peace and internationalism, yet it's expanding military spending and keeps strengthening AUKUS. Can you talk about the upcoming ALP conference in Adelaide and why anti-war, anti-AUKUS activists and groups are organising demonstrations outside that conference, and what kind of messages are they hoping to get across?
Well, everyone who's part of the anti-war and anti-war campaigning groups here in South Australia is really, you know, coming together for this protest to save the ALP. You know, we demand that money is not spent on these aggressive and useless policies of more weapons, more war, and the AUKUS submarines, and that money is redirected into communities, into public education, public health, public housing, and things that communities really need. So, you know, it's not just AUKUS, but the ALP has really upped its defence spending, which is miles just announced a few months ago, a massive increase in defence spending. There's also in South Australia a number of new missile manufacturers. We've got the only guided multiple launch rocket system here in South Australia at Port Wakefield. And, of course, we also have the military and surveillance bases in Australia not only are they for weapons and for warmongering, but they also mean that Australia is fully complicit in the US's action internationally against other countries. All these facilities in Australia are fully compatible with the US military requirements, and that's part of a big policy since 2014 that Australia has, becoming basically a big military and naval base for the US as part of the 2014 Fourth Posture Agreement. So this connection with the US military, you know, that really strong connection is something that we are trying to push back against and get Australia to scrap. And at this big protest outside the ALC National Conference, which will be on the 26th of July, Adelaide, community groups, activist groups, anti-war groups, anti-AUKUS groups are all coming together and, you know, saying no to AUKUS, saying no to military spending. And we're really demanding as well that the Labor Party end its complicity in the genocide in Gaza. The other thing I didn't mention yet is that all these military and surveillance bases in Australia, as well as Australia's commitment to AUKUS, the logic of that has made us complicit in the genocide in Gaza, made Albanese and Wong happily complicit in the genocide, and also in the US and Israeli war on Iran. Obviously, the best for that.
Cheers, Markella. Kind of a bit of a tangentially related question as well. The Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is currently touring Australia. Went to a stadium here in Melbourne yesterday and there was lots of people there cheering him on. And then there was a bit of a protest outside, which some of our comrades went to. And part of this tour, it's been announced that the Australian government is going to be selling uranium to India. And there's assurances that won't make its way into the fuel cycle. But being in Adelaide, where, you know, a lot of the uranium, the bulk of the uranium that's mined in Australia passes through the Port Augusta, I think it is. Yeah, just wondering if you had some thoughts, because it's not directly related to AUKUS, but it kind of ties into this question of how Australia contributes to the imperialist sort of architecture, I guess.
Yeah, that's another major issue. Uranium, and obviously it goes without saying that we shouldn't be shipping uranium to anywhere, especially, you know, something like Modi's regime. The major issue is coming up is, you know, okay, we should, you know, there's been a ongoing anti-campaign here in South Australia and nationally, but Labor is, you know, constantly trying to avoid issues. So, for example, for the AUKUS submarine, you know, having any kind of submarine from the US actually, or, you know, on the site in Australian waters means that we do maintenance on those submarines, we will have to do it in waste. And actually, Labor has not any process, any official process at all for what to do with that awful waste storage. And also, Labor is telling the public in South Australia that the nuclear waste that might be stored here is not dangerous, but actually the science shows that any level of nuclear waste is dangerous. And the other issue is with any nuclear waste and uranium is that these aggressive imperialist forces really ignore the rights of First Nations people, and actually the UN, one of the UN rights of Indigenous people is to have free and prior informed consent over dangerous waste, such as nuclear waste, and obviously things like that are being completely overrided. So yeah, it is connected to all of them. I think, you know, as you point out, the Labor government and before that the coalition government have been more than happy with allowing Australia to use the dumping grounds as a place where uranium gets exported. In fact, uranium from Australia was used in the US's atomic bomb as well. So, you know, it's an ongoing connection with major US imperialism, plus the imperialism of more middle-sized countries as well.
Markella, we constantly hear that there's no money for public housing, things like healthcare, public education, yet hundreds of billions of dollars are being funneled into military spending for wars and genocides. The Palestine movement has mobilized hundreds of thousands of people across Australia. Do you think that movement and other social movements or the union movement can be linked to the campaign against AUKUS and against militarisation?
Oh, definitely, and we should make those links. So the clear link is actually the reality that weapons, parts, materiel and surveillance from Australia has been used and continues to be used in the genocide in Gaza. And also, you know, the people like Penny Wong have told the Australian public, like, oh, you know, non-lethal parts. You know, everyone knows that that's total lie. So it's totally connected. And I think what we have to show is that the Palestine movement has been very strong here in Australia. And in order for it to continue in its stance and keep growing, we need to connect it with the broader anti-war and anti-imperialist movement. And also really show that if we want to be in a country where our money, as in the wealth that we produce as workers, is actually used for things like you say, like public education, public housing, public health, and not spent on war progression. You know, we need a new, different foreign policy, one that is not, you know, in bed with what the US and the UK and the other imperialist powers want to do, and one that actually is for peace and for solidarity with oppressed people in the world.
Markella, it's been great having you on the show today, and we want to thank you for talking to us and for all your hard work in building the anti-war, anti-AUKUS movement. Did you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
And actually, if listeners are keen to go to ALP conference protest, how can they get amongst it?
So the ALP conference is happening from the 23rd in Adelaide, Ghana Yasa, which is Ghana land, and there's going to be a lot of action by a number of different groups in that week. One big thing is the IPAM, which is the Peaceful Australia Network group, and they're an anti-Orthodoxy group. They're having a conference. And then the big rally, where we're getting hopefully a huge amount of community groups involved, a lot of activists are already involved and working on it, is on the 25th. At the Adelaide Convention Centre. So if you want to get involved, you can go actually to the Green Left website and look at the event, and this is the event listed there for the 25th, Action the 25th. You can also check out Facebook. The title of the rally is Social Spending, Not War Spending. So you can type that in and find out more. And you can also get in touch with Socialist Alliance and with Green Left, find out more.
Thanks, Markella, for your work and for your time today.
Thanks, Chloe. See you later.
And we were just listening to Markella Panagiouris, an organiser, activist, artist, and Socialist Alliance member living on Ghana land, talking to us about anti-imperialism and anti-AUKUS campaigns mobilising around against the ALP and their complicity in war and genocide, particularly with the upcoming ALP conference happening in Adelaide.